Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach. Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yeah, good morning. I got a thousand different directions I could go this morning. I appreciate all of you joining. I got on my Crooked Hillary for Prison shirt. I thought I'd put that on. I put on my war hat because we're really at war. And what's happening all around us is, boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's getting ready to really, really break loose, friends. And I'm not a fear monger. You guys know that. I want to say this. First of all, whatever happens here is going to be really, really good. It's going to be really good because it's going to lead to the greatest revival the world has ever seen. And I don't, you know, I'm not a fear monger. I'm not a doom and gloomer. You all know me, man. Sun's always coming up and I believe it. But I'm telling you, the word says the Lord is going to shake everything. Everything's going to be shaken. Everything's going to be shaken. And, you know, I'm going to dive in a little bit to some of the political issues and some things I see it from the perspective that I see it from. I don't know. Unlike you, I'm trying to sort through what's right. I'm sorry, what's true and what's not true. Trying to separate who's on which team and who's a fake. What I mean, it's unbelievable, right? Because why? Because Satan is the author of confusion. He's the author of confusion. So when things start to get really, really, when war really begins to break out, lies, deception, and fear. How long have I been telling you that? Lies, deception, and fear. It's everywhere we look. We all know now, anybody who has a functioning brain knows that the assassination thing was a setup. Do we know if it was really real? Do we know if Trump really got shot? I mean, I'm not even going to go into all that stuff. But we all know now that that thing was a setup. Now, was it a setup by the deep state to fool us? What's going to go on? I'm not going to speculate that because we don't know this. But I'm going to show you the cause. I'll show you the cause. So you hang in there with us. In fact, I would email somebody and say, "Tune in, man. Tune in." I'm not one of these prophets that says the Lord tells me. Although I do say that every once in a while, but I'm not bringing something prophetic, something that the Lord revealed to me. I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that. I'm a football coach, right? I analyze what they're doing because everything has patterns to it. Everything. You run 26 power to run to set up 26 boot. Then you run a 30 trap every once in a while to keep them soft in the middle. Then you run 28 pitch to get to the outside. Constantly have a game plan of where you're attacking. And if we don't understand that the enemy is attacking, and not only that, the enemy is not only attacking, he has infiltrated the coaching staff. And those we think are on our team, some of them are playing for the other team. There's a lot of infiltration that's taken place. So look, I'm not gonna give you all the answers, but I'm gonna open your eyes. Hopefully, open your eyes to some things that are going on. Before I get there, I want to pull up David Heavener, if you could, there real quickly. We went to the David Heavener event in Dayton. Saw some of you there. Saw OJ and John, and I'll forget others over there. God bless you all for coming and for being there, friends. I would ask you all to do this. Everybody watching right now, David Heavener showed two episodes. Of the Last Evangelist, and man, I mean they were good, they were really good. And so that you understand, Heavener, Last Evangelist, 3 years ago when he put all this together, he was talking about vaccines. Vaccines weren't even here yet, friends. This is so prophetic. Anyway, I would ask all of you if you just go to where it says log in, sign up, click on that. Just a few bucks. Go sign up and be a monthly supporter of David. How do you get access to it? And he has a channel and he's got a lot of really, really good stuff on there, but you only get access to it if you join in for a monthly donation. What is the monthly donation? Spence, can you click on it, get access? $7.99 a month. Come on, man. Folks, we have got to support those who are doing the work. Not the big wigs, not the ones that are the David Hebner is doing some great, great work. $7.99 a month. Look, you got to get out of the frame of mind and say, well, that's not worth that much to me. It ain't about that it's worth it to you. It's the work that's getting done. Who do you want Hollywood and Hollywood moguls? You want them supporting David Hebner? You want them being the ones promoting it? Well, as soon as they do that, they got their fingers through all of it. And David is an independent filmmaker, and he's got great content. And I'm telling you, those first two episodes that we watched on Saturday night was, man, it's good. It's not clunky TV. It's really, really good. So I feel bad, although we support David Hebner monthly. I haven't joined. So my wife and I, we're joining today for $7.99 a month or $79 a year. I think it's well worth it. And David really, really deserves our support. He made this video about injections, friends, before we even had COVID. He is so over it and showing the influence, the power structure of the government wanting to come in and run the church. And it's exactly what's going on. $7.99. I encourage you to do that, right? Cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. I also got the chance to see Stephanie this weekend. For those of you who wonder what's happened to Stephanie, what a sweetheart she is. She's alive, thriving, doing well. And it was great to see Stephanie and John Brockoff, as I said, and OJ came down there and wow. And just a lot. It's good. Encouraging my heart. But I got some stuff I really want to dive into with you if you can. Folks, look. I'm more and more. What's that, honey? Of course, Betty was there. Of course, Betty's always there. Betty was there. Yeah. And some others that I'm probably. It was all good. It was all good. I hate to act like a know-it-all. I've been trying to explain to all of us that we've been sold a bill of goods. By that, I mean a bill of goods. We've been sold the prophetic. Spencer, I don't even know if we can find that. Go to Webster's, old Webster, and pull up prophetic and see what it says. We've been sold the idea that the prophetic, unfolding future events, prophetic is containing prophecy, foretelling future events as a prophetic writings, okay? Now, Spencer, what is a prophet? What is a prophet? Because we have made the prophetic nothing more than future telling. One that foretells future events, a predictor, a foreteller. I'm going to tell you something. David Hebner is a prophet. Craig Mickle is a prophet. Randy Lunsford is a prophet. What do you mean? One, an interpreter, one that explains or communicates sentiments. And what's happened to us here in America, we have been speaking the prophets. And we could, I'm not going to embarrass anybody. You can name them off. You could rattle off those who are out there saying, I see this happen, and Donald Trump's going to be elected, and Donald Trump's going to. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. That is not the prophetic. That fortune telling is not the prophetic. It's not the prophetic. And that's what's happened in the American church. The prophet is one who speaks the truth, the oracles of God for God. That's the prophet. If you don't stop doing this, this is going to happen. That is the prophetic, right? And Jesus said, of all of those ever born unto a woman, the greatest ever was John the Baptist. And what did John the Baptist do? He went and spoke truth to power. That's what a prophet does. And now we got people ever chasing all these prophets. No. And so we're in the mess that we're in because, go ahead, Jeff Nares. I see you bopping in. We don't even understand the prophet, the prophetic. We don't even understand that. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, it just irks me when I hear it. But what I want to add to it is a prophet is also not a title that's earned.
That's right. It's an office that you function in. Fun, folks, look.
It's what you are.
Yeah, it's what you are. The fivefold ministry, right? He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, teachers. That's the fivefold ministry. And depending on the situation you are in, you may have to function in one of those offices. You may be the prophet. I'm sorry. You may be the apostle, the one who sins in your family. You might be the prophet when you're speaking to the government. You might be the evangelist when you're out. These are different offices that you fill. These are not titles. They are not jobs. I don't know if you've picked up on this. Pat myself on the back. I operate in all five of those. Do you guys understand that? Do you see those in me? Do you see those five gifts, the fivefold gifts, depending on the situation? And so sometimes I'll show up and Craig is the prophet. Sometimes I show up and Randy is the apostle. Because why? In every gathering we come together, those five gifts got to be there. And it's not a person. Would somebody go get Julie Green for me? Nothing against Julie Green. Nothing against her. We're talking local stuff here. We have to begin to become effective locally. And that fivefold ministry is alive and well in the local church. And unfortunately, the local church doesn't get it. Can I show you why? Oh, this is so good. This is so good. Holy Spirit gave me this today. Pull up for me. I'll make sure I give you the right thing. Craig had something. I'm going to let you. Craig Mickle is very, very much walking in the prophetic. He's really walking in the prophetic. What is a prophetic? Speaking the oracles of God for God. Not future telling. Randy's really operating in the prophetic. They went and did some more courthouses this weekend, tearing down strongholds, right? But Randy can also be an evangelist. He cannot be out on the street and be sharing the gospel with other people. You get it? These are not job descriptions. They're not positions in the body of Christ. These are gifts given to men for the edifying of the body. Oh, this is so good. This is so good. Folks, I'm running a great sigh. I'm looking at my notes over here. Make sure I go to the right place. This just came to me today. Spencer, pull up, go to Webster's real quick and pull up cistern, C-I-S-T-E-R-N, a cistern. So a cistern is an artificial reservoir or receptacle for holding water, beer, or other liquor, as in domestic uses, distilleries, and breweries. A cistern is a natural reservoir, a hollow place containing water, as a fountain or lake. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a spiritual test here. Can somebody help me out? What does water represent in Scripture? I'm waiting for an answer.
Renewal.
Well, it does.
The Spirit.
Life.
It does.
Life.
What do you put in? Maybe I didn't ask the question right. Water is a representation of the Holy Spirit. The water, right? And so it's a natural reservoir. My body is a natural reservoir. Are you ready? For the Holy Spirit. It's a natural reservoir. It's what's in that reservoir? What's the cistern? The cistern is the body that holds that precious anointing of the Holy Spirit that is supposed to give out life to others, right? Are you with me? What's going on? Because as a result of that, I saw it today. I saw it today. Judgment upon God. Bring up number two. Cistern. Judgments. Friends, we ought to be so grateful for judgment. The only thing that will bring righteousness is judgment. When we see judgment, when we say God is judging America, we ought to rejoice. Are you guys with me? We ought to rejoice that he's judging America. We ought to rejoice. Why? Because when justice comes, mercy follows. We have to understand that we are right now under the judgment of God as sure as I'm sitting here. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves is, as the judgment of God comes, what is our reaction to the judgment of God? Cistern, holder of the Holy Spirit, what's our job? Is our job to cower and evacuate, or is our job to occupy till he comes? Each one of you have got to answer that question. And we, look, I don't know about you. I'm praying for judgment on America. Is anybody with me? Anybody with me? I'm praying for judgment. Why? Because the Lord loves judgment. He loves it. And I love what he loves. And I want judgment to come. And it's coming, baby. And I came across this today. I don't know where I got this. And all of a sudden, boom, boom. It just, you guys ever been hit by the Holy Spirit? I mean, really? Ever like a kaboom? Huh? Well, I got a kaboom this morning. Judgment. You hewn, broken cisterns. Uh-oh, I'm going to get you here. Scroll down, Spencer. Jeremiah 1, or Jeremiah 2. For my people have committed a double evil. They've abandoned me, the fountain of living water. And they've dug cisterns for themselves. Cracked cisterns. They cannot hold water. Now, friends, stay with me here. If the cistern is the where the Holy Spirit is stored, and water represents the filling of the cistern, and we say, what's going on in America? Why are we winning? Because the cistern is broken. It's broken. Come on, I'll see if anybody's tracking with me. So what is the cistern? What is the cistern, folks? Come on, what's the cistern?
We are the cistern.
We are the cistern. And what makes up the bigger cistern?
The church.
The church. The church is holding the Holy Spirit in the body of believers. Are you with me? Jeremiah 2:19 says, your own evil will discipline you. Your own apostasies will reprimand you. Think it over and see how evil and bitter it is, and to have no fear of me. This is the direction of the Lord God of hosts. We should want judgment to come. We should want it. 2 Thessalonians says, the coming of the lawless one, wow, is based on Satan's working with all kinds of false miracles, signs and wonders, and every unrighteous deception among those who are perishing. Are you guys watching the deception on this assassination thing, on the politics, on Biden resigning, on Kamala? Don't get caught up in it. Don't get caught up in it, folks. It's nothing more than, well, an unveiling. Hey, are you looking at me? The left did it to themselves. They did it to themselves. They put into office a broken man. They put into office a broken cistern. They knew it. And now the water's running out, not the Holy Spirit anointing, but now the water's running out of that thing. And they're thinking, how are we going to patch this thing? You with me? They perished because they did not accept the love of the truth in order to be saved. For this reason, God sends them a strong delusion so that they will believe what is. They set up that assassination thing thinking they were going to fool us. And here's what they didn't count on. Everybody's an Abraham Zapruder today. Everybody has a video camera today. And all the information going out there is breaking open what they're trying to tell us happened. And the cameras are showing that's not what happened. Think of everything that happened just because Abraham Zapruder at the Kennedy assassination. One guy with an 8mm camera. One guy. He destroyed the whole one gunman argument. Even though they did everything they could to hide it and bury it and the Warren Commission and all that stuff, they couldn't get past the Zapruder film. In fact, they tried to alter it. You know that, right? Right? But now there's Zapruder films everywhere, and we see what's going on. Judgment's coming, man. Okay, so hang on. Oh, this is so good. Scroll on down. So this is what the sovereign Lord says to the church in America. Folks, the church is the cistern. The church holds people. The church holds the Holy Spirit. And God's saying, the church is broken. You hewn, broken. You go out, you can't wait to start a church and then go big build a building. Somebody say amen. You can't wait to start having an online ministry so your ministry will grow and it's not grounded, and it's not rooted, and it's not on the truth. It is a broken system.
Amen.
You've hewn broken systems and invoke my enemy. Destruction you will reap, for you have abandoned me, your creator and king. Watch your enemies overtake you from within and without, a calamity you cannot stop. Wicked, rebellious people of perversion. How long do you think you will get away with your abominations? How long do you think you will rejoice in the appearance of victory with your idol when all along the trap is tightening around you? You repulse me with your form of godliness, yet you can't see or hear the truth of your behavior. Somebody give me a boom, an amen, a boom. Huh? 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 Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Boom.
Who invoke my enemy on the public stage. Oh, wait, let me back up. You worship a false god of politics? Place your hope and your trust in one I have never known? You go along with perversion to increase your popularity? When it's the hordes of hell you are gleefully serving? Woe to you who invoke my enemy on the public stage. Did you see the Republican Party had a Hindu prayer for all the world to witness? Judgment's coming. It's awesome. Yes, a perfect picture of who you really are. Lost, perverse, political zealots who've abandoned the truth to continue in your life. Did you see the Republican Party is no longer pro-life? Did you see the Republican Party is no longer against homosexuality? Lies. You will get that. I will send as judgments. You will believe the lies of Satan with his minions appear as aliens from another galaxy. Wow! Whoa! Whoa! And woe again to this detestable nation. Nation I call iniquity, the poster child of evil, perversion, and war. We're talking about the good old US of A, baby. Huh? What is it? Poster child of evil, perversion, and America. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Huh? Oh, yeah. The poster child of evil, perversion. Behold, my judgment will turn your nation upside down and inside out in a great shaking to remove the dross from my people and to separate the sheep from the goats. Oh, this is going to be so good, Vince. It's going to be so good. Where is the call to return to me, your Savior and King? Make America great again, huh? Make Trump great again. Do you see how dollar we've bought into? It's lost on idolaters of Trump who fawn over the servant of Satan you take as your savior. I never knew the focus of your worship as your head over the cliff of destruction. Watch and you will see as my will be done. Judgment is coming. Boom it, Vinny. Boom it, Vinny. Because, folks, judgment is a good thing.
We'll put it in chat.
Good thing. And see, we want to escape the judgment of God, thinking that we are holy and righteous, hiding inside the four walls of our churches, being raptured out of here because we are righteous and holy. Oh, yeah, I'm hitting it today, Craig. I'm hitting it today, whether you guys like it or not. I'm telling you the truth here. We're in the middle of a great psyop. We're in a great psyop. You know how I know? We don't know which side to believe, do we? We don't know which side to believe. Oh, my. The government's corrupt. The FBI's corrupt. The CIA's corrupt. The Secret Service is corrupt. Congress is corrupt. The Republicans are corrupt. The Democrats are corrupt. Oh, yeah. Trump's corrupt. Yes. Yes. Why? Because the Lord loves us so much, he is bringing judgment. And where does judgment begin first? Why, in the house of God. Broken cisterns. And how long has Coach Dave been telling you we are in the mess we are in? Not because of the Republicans and not because of the Democrats, but because of the churches, because of the Christians, the broken cisterns.
Boom.
I'm telling you, they can't be redeemed. Those broken churches are irredeemable. Irredeemable. Because somewhere along the way, whoever planted that church in the wrong soil for the wrong reason. Somebody give me an amen on that. Look, I don't need to be
amen.
I don't need a pat on the back. I'm just trying to show you what in the hell is going on. There's lies, deception, fear every where you look. Oh yeah, yeah. I know some of you want to get in there. I'm reading my notes here. It's a great, great psalm. Now, I want to encourage you here. You know why the Republicans, you know why the Democrats are really screwed? First of all, they screwed because Obama wanted to stay president, or whoever's above Obama. Obama's running America. Joe Biden isn't to be seen anywhere. Evidently, he's got COVID again. Is he still alive? I mean, we don't even know. Where is he? So he writes this letter, releases this statement that he's not going to run again. Lyndon Johnson, when Lyndon Johnson said he wasn't running again, he did a press conference. He spoke to the people. Where's Joe Biden? Where is he dead already? I'm not being facetious. Is he dead already? Has he been dead for a while? Do we know what's going on? Did they have any idea? Did Obama and his cabal have any idea when they installed Joe Biden that he would be so bad that when the whole world saw him do that debate, the whole world went, wow. And even the Democrats said, we can't win with this guy. And an upheaval began at that point. And the FBI's in on it because why? It's the deep state. And the Lord's revealing the undeep state. The Lord's revealing the broken system. Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So it's a great psyop. Now look, here's something that's really screwed him. Did you know that all the money that Joe Biden has raised to run as president of the United States cannot be used for another Democrat candidate? Did you know that? Oh yeah, that money can't go to whoever they choose to go in. All that money that he's raised had to go to Biden for president. Now they just can't all of a sudden decide they're going to give it to Harris. Oh, that they really screwed themselves on that one, didn't they? They really screwed. But see, they can't figure out what hot button to push. That's why I got the Hillary shirt on. I'm going to have to start. I got to market these again, huh? Why? They're trying to go try to bring her back, but she ain't going to come back. Why? Because Randy put the kibosh to her when we went to Chappaqua. Craig got some more information on something. I got to get this out of me, okay? I got to get this out of me. So see, we don't understand what judgment looks like. We don't understand. And we don't understand that the judgment of God, are you ready? Falls on his people. God's people are impacted by judgment. So God judges the wicked in front of us so that we see it. But as a result of it, the consequences of it, we have to sit in the doo-doo. We have to sit in the middle of the financial collapse. We have to sit in the realization that all of these programs are Luciferian controlled. The church, the broken cisterns, the ones that are leaking the Holy Spirit down into the ground. We got to sit, and a great judgment's coming to us, and that we're going to have to say, Lord, I'm sorry, it was me, Lord. It wasn't Joe Biden. It wasn't Obama. It wasn't Hillary. It was me, Lord. It was me. It was us. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. And I hate to tell you this. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Because you know Coach Dave, the eternal optimist, cockeyed optimist, my mom said, sun's coming up. Let me show you a couple of things here. This is so good. This is how you know that we have been screwed. All right? Pull up number four. Pull up number four. This is so good. Folks, we are seeing the judgment right in front of us. Van Jones, he's like the owner. He's like the owner of CNN. I mean, really, right? He's been the political wonk behind the scenes telling half of America what to believe. Watch this. Scroll down here. This is supposed to be This is supposed to be an independent journalist. Now, wait a minute. Ask yourself as you watch this. Is Van Jones crying that Donald Trump, the president, was shot? Is he crying about that? No. Because why? Broken cistern. He sees it all running through their fingers. All the power they accumulated, all the plans they put in order. He ain't crying about Joe Biden. Go ahead and play. It's about 2 minutes.
Even people who are pushing for this to happen, it's kind of like when your grandpa, you got to take the keys. And everybody, you got to take his keys. And he's fighting, and everybody's so frustrated. And then you finally get the keys back. And then you just cry. Because this is somebody that you love. This is somebody that you care about. This is somebody who was there for you. This is somebody, you wouldn't be here without him. and you have to take something from him. Now, this is not, look, this politics is politics, but this is a human moment for one of the great humans in America. This is a huge moment for him, for his family, for all of us who love him, for all of us who
want to get freeze a second. Freeze a second. Did Van Jones talk like this when the president was shot? Did you hear this kind of stuff going on when the president was shot? Folks, they're all being exposed. I'm telling you, this great PSYOP is being exposed. Keep going.
I wanted him to get across the finish line, but if you're a young person watching this, this is leadership.
Freeze it. Van Jones is crying because they see their power leaking through their hands. He ain't crying for Joe Biden, baby. Go ahead.
This is what it means to put the country first and put the party first and put the cause first.
Yeah, to lie to us for how long?
Finish pitching the game. That's what Joe Biden has done, and he's done that for all of us. And so I just want to say, I don't know who's going to be the VP, the non-VP. I don't know anything about politics. I just know that I love this
you
man.
You didn't know anything
I
about
care
politics.
About this man.
Liar, pants on fire. He ain't crying that Donald Trump was almost murdered. He ain't crying about that. Just scroll on down, Spencer. I got to show you another. Is it okay if I just bask in this for a few minutes? How about this mad cow, huh? Huh? See if she's crying over the fact the president was almost killed. And ask yourself, now, here we got what? CNN, MSNBC, they're in mourning over their candidate. Don't you miss it, friends. It's all being exposed. Go ahead and play that.
I mean, this is just, this is history writ large. You know, we'll all remember where we were and what we were doing at this moment. And
I won't.
Just
I won't remember
it right now. You know, what a man, what a patriot, what an act of selfless devotion to your country. And he has been a phenomenal president. He brought us back from COVID.
Folks, this is a mea culpa. Do you understand these people propped him up? Do you understand they're exposed? Not him. They're exposed. Keep going.
He gave us the best recovery from COVID of any major nation on earth at a time when the world has economically been struggling in the wake of COVID. The Biden economy is literally the envy of the world.
Is he dead? Joe Biden dead?
He ended the presidency disastrous term. And he did it while being decent and civil and honorable and normal and occasionally boring at a time when boring was absolutely what we needed. And
freeze it. Folks, there's a picture of the devil. Right there is a picture of the devil. You understand it? You understand what they've been piping into the minds of Americans? Lies, deception, and fear for how long? How long has this been going on? Now that we know MSNBC is owned by the deep state, CNN owned by this deep state, Fox News owned by the deep state. You mean those guys on Fox News didn't know Joe Biden was crazy? They didn't know that? Fox News is a broken system. It's all been revealed to us. Rejoice. Hey, we gotta get a little bit of Rosie in here, don't we? Let's get a little bit of Rosie in here. And friends, I want you, as you listen to Rosie here, I want you to realize that Rosie can't even understand. She is explaining herself. She is talking about herself and projecting this on us and doesn't even realize it. Go ahead.
The whole thing is very, very unnerving. It's very unnerving. And 100 days, people are saying to me, my therapist actually said to me, well, it's
therapist.
A long time between now and November. No, it isn't. We're about to start school again. You know how quick all of a sudden it's Halloween, and then it's Thanksgiving break. So by Thanksgiving break, we're going to know whether we still have democracy in the United States. That's not a long time. It's a long time to worry every day, I could tell you that.
Good. Worry. Worry, baby, worry.
I'm excited about the Olympics starting.
I bet you are.
So I'll be cheering for that.
Hang on, folks. They're acting like Biden was assassinated. Do you understand it? You would think that they're grieving that Trump died, and they're grieving like John F. Kennedy. Remember when John F. Kennedy died and everybody wept and everything? They're done. Their president didn't die. Their president did nothing more than expose the lie. She's got a therapist. She has to go talk to her therapist. Because why? Oh, yeah, democracy's gone. As if we've been living under that. Oh, yeah, keep going. Let's just bask in her mourning a little bit.
That's all I got today, people. Nothing big. Take care of yourselves. TikTok, you don't stop. Don't only watch the TV news. Don't, because it's... Listen, you can worry, and it's time's still going to go, and what's going to happen is going to happen. So, you know, the wisdom to know the difference, the things I can control, right? The things you can't, wisdom to know the difference. It's all in that wisdom to know the difference, right? Drive yourself crazy. You can drive yourself completely bonkers. Believe me, I know. But boy, it's scary. Boy, is it scary. They're not kidding around.
Right. Who's locking people up?
Dictatorship.
Oh, come on, folks.
America.
She can't see it, right? Why? Because the natural woman receiveth not the things of the spirit. Neither is it, can she, because it's foolishness to her. And so Rosie O'Donnell is projecting on a broken cistern right what they're doing. And they just get mad when the other side doesn't. Hey, folks, are we cheating on elections?
Boom.
Are we doing that? Are we cheating? Are we for mail-in ballots? Are we for democracy? See, they're just upset that they're losing power. They're losing power. But look, I'm going to tell you this. They're losing power, but it ain't going to be good. They're going to be conflict like we ain't never seen, ever seen. Because why? The Lord's bringing judgment and justice. He loves it, and we get to be part of it. RJ, come on in.
Yeah, Coach. I think the bioengineered Biden is breaking down.
Is he still alive, RJ? Is he even alive, really? I mean, have anybody seen him? They told us he had COVID, right?
Hey. And there's no presidential seal on that letter. Did you notice that?
I did notice that. Yeah.
So he's the algorithms of this bionic man have fallen apart.
So RJ, here's the good thing, right? So they gave us Camel Toes Harris because they wanted to get the black woman in there and the black women vote, and now they got to run with her. Huh? They got to run with her? Are you kidding me? They're gonna run with her? they can't do that. Uh oh. Crooked Hillary. Hillary ought to be in jail. But why isn't Hillary in jail? Oh, good question, isn't it? So now they're going to try to run her? No. Something's happening here. It looks, look, relax. Michelle Obama ain't going to win. She ain't going to win.
Big Mike
ain't going to win. Come on, man. Look, we are seeing them hanging on their own petard right now. We're seeing it, folks. All of their plans being foiled behind the scenes and publicly exposed. Why? God loves judgment and justice. He's had enough of it. But let me stop you a second. You know why we're in a world of hurt? Because the Republican Party is no longer pro-life. The Republican Party is no longer pro-family. Right? Oh, yeah. That's right. They're taking all that stuff out of the platform. Because why? Because judgment's coming. And you watching right now know that I've supported Donald Trump as much as anybody that you know. And I've been telling you the whole time, what? Trump is God's man. I never one time said Trump was a godly man. I never one time said that Trump was, I never said any of that. I said Donald Trump is God's man. And he is. He's God's man. And you know what God's man's doing? He's revealing the broken cisterns. It is judgment. Now, is Trump going to come back and make America great again? Blah, blah, blah. He'll probably be reelected if they don't kill him. And if we have an election, they'll do everything they can to make sure we don't have another election, friends. Everything. They will not give up power peacefully. They ain't going to do it. Just telling you. But it's great. Why? Because judgment and justice are coming. Awesome. Kevin, come on in.
It'd be nice if we have some Republican congressmen that'll do the 25th Amendment on Biden now and reveal.
Hang on, Kevin. Kevin, hang on. Those guys need the 25th Amendment done on them. Most of those guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, a bunch of them do. But also, if you, I don't know if you got a chance to see it. John Rich did an interview with Tucker Carlson. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
It's that everybody needs to see this. So.
It was really good because he explained the gospel to Tucker, and Tucker didn't know the gospel, did he? Tucker didn't know the gospel. Folks, Tucker didn't know the gospel. John, it's really good. I've got his one thing to show, right? But you're right. You're right, Kevin. I'm looking at my notes. What the heck is that? Okay, do that for me. Spencer, Paul Webb, come on in. While Paul's coming in, go to Republicans have kicked evangelicals to the curb. Pull that in. Hey, folks.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. If you're going to say something, go ahead.
No, go, Paul. Go. I'll get him.
No, I was just saying right on. You know, a lot of times they telegraph what they're going to do in movies and in books and things like that. It reminds me about 10 years ago, there was a movie out called Dave, and it was about a guy that looked like the president of the United States, and the president of the United States had actually died of a heart attack. So they put this guy in as his double, and he was the president for so long. And then one day they got rid of him. They had a scandal and he resigned, but then they found out that he died and they put the real guy back in and all that. So that's kind of what they're doing now. I think Joe Biden is gone. So don't be surprised if 2 weeks from now you hear Joe Biden passed away. So
from COVID. I don't know. Or COVID. It's conveniently from COVID, right? Okay, so I don't know where I got this, but this is really good. It'd be written by a guy named Joel Berry. It says, of course the Republican Party has moved on from evangelicals. Why wouldn't they? Why would the Republican Party cater to its base? Can somebody tell me that? Why would they do that? They don't believe it. They don't believe it for a minute. It's part of the two-card Monty that's going on. Scroll down there, Spencer. I'd like to read a little bit of this to the people. Right there. For many in the Christian evangelical world, the last few days at the Republican National Convention has been jarring. On night one, we saw a speech from Amber Rose, a pro-abortion OnlyFans porn star. And we heard a Sikh prayer from a lawyer, Harmeet Dhillon, to the Indian god Waheguru. On night two, we watched Eric Trump defend the party's choice to remove one man, one woman marriage and a national ban on baby murder from the official platform. He likened them to set aside issues, the equivalent of cleaning spots on the wall in the basement while there's still a leak in the roof. So in other words, killing babies, cause and effect. Trump doesn't get, why don't they get it? Because they do not have the Holy Spirit. Okay, they cannot receive the things of the Lord. Hang on. Are you looking at me? Because some of you are saying, yeah, Coach, and you're supporting him. I'm telling you, I've been telling you from day one, Trump is God's man. To American evangelicals who are used to being catered to, at least the lip service, by Republicans, these changes are heartbreaking wake-up call. The party is no longer ours. Our foundational issues we believe matter most. The country is no longer with us. But we're surprised by this. For my entire life, scroll down, Spence, for my entire life, American Jellyfish, the most reliable pro-family, pro-life voting bloc in the nation, have been largely led by the Seeker movement and the Southern Baptist Convention. For decades, we were shamed by our Christian leaders for being politically active and too openly conservative. Vinny, that's a boom! Give me a boom, Vinny!
Boom.
We were told that aggressive Christian political action is akin to idolatry and driven by fear. We were conditioned to treat politics as dirty. Many people think this started with Trump, that evangelicals sacrificed their morals for a cheap political win with Trump. But it began way before that. For years, we were content with being inactive and above it all Christians when it came to politics. We threw our support behind moral, polite men with good hair who paid lip service to our cause while losing on almost every front. There's a boom! I'm going to read it again. We threw our support behind pastors, polite men, good hair, and they paid lip service to what we really cared about, all the while losing on every front.
Boom.
We didn't register voters. We didn't protest. We didn't run for office. We were content to hide out in our churches and show up every few years to punch the ticket for losers like McCain and Romney and Bush. The church seemed satisfied as long as the party ticket looked good on paper, just like the cistern looks good, even while our country slid further into corruption and disrepair. And meanwhile, in our little church kingdoms, our leaders built multi-million dollar multi-site cities where inane self-help sermons got piped into screens at 38 different campuses. Boom, Glenn! Boom!
Wow. Spencer, can you put that in the chat?
It was a message that seemed to have nothing to say about the world we were living in, except, of course, when it came to racial injustice and COVID masks. Christian evangelicalism all but disappeared as well. Even as record numbers of Americans had never read the Bible or even heard of Jesus, we dropped preaching the gospel to the lost. And we exchanged it for timidly inviting a neighbor to movie night at church campus number 18. The result? Well, we now live in an unevangelized, apostate culture where even Republican Trump supporters will vote for abortion rights in a local election. Broken cisterns. Today we're facing an onslaught of demonic leftism determined to destroy everything that is good, true, and beautiful. Our immigration system is lawless. Our leaders are tyrants. Our educational system seems designed to hollow out the souls of young people and replace it with satanic, sexual, fetish, mental illness, and political Marxism. And by the way, where have the evangelicals been this whole time? Well, they did nothing to stop it. So the job of saving the Republic fell to non-Christian fighters like Donald Trump. Huh? There you go! They did nothing to stop it. And so then when a man stands up to try to stop it, the church says, oh, he's not holy enough. He's not holy enough. While the milksops at your village church and North Point Community Church were conducting white privilege training and shaming politically active Christians, people like Trump and Dylan were kicking down doors to preserve liberty for our children. So is it any shock that the Republican moved on from the evangelicals? The Republican Party is no longer ours, folks. But we weren't pushed out. We gave it up. We stopped fighting for it. If we want God back in the Republican Party, we have a ton of work to do. It will require us to emerge from our shiny church campuses and take our faith into the ugly, messy, hypocrisy-filled world of politics. It will require us to be salt and light once again. It will require us to get off of our butts and get out into the streets. God's word is eternally relevant, and the fields are ripe for the harvest. It's still time to save this country, but Christians will have to get in the fray. Come on in, baby. Water's fine. I am so jealous. I wish I had written that. That is so true. Glenn, people, send it to your pastors. Hiding in their church, hiding behind their pulpits, afraid to open their mouth and speak the oracles of God, afraid to declare judgment and justice, righteousness. God loves it. Afraid to declare it. Wow. All right.
Amen.
Somebody come on in here. I got an open door. Doesn't happen there. I'm going to try to shut up. Go ahead, Dave Allison. Come on in, Dave.
Yeah, good morning. You're exactly right, Coach. The Republican Party has been watching very closely to all these constitutional amendments that have been going around from state to state. There's been very few where they failed, right, to codify their right to abortion. Mm-hmm. So the Supreme Court gave the states the right to make the decision. And what did the evangelicals do? They did nothing.
They didn't show up to vote, Dave. They didn't even
show up. So, Coach, it's like,
Coach, hey, I need a new car. Yeah, Dave, here's your car. Oh, hey, by the way, Coach, I can't make my house payment. Yeah, here you go, Dave. Here's the money for the house payment. Yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, I can't pay my electric bill. Dave, here's the money for electric bill. Then you say, hey, Dave, I need you to help me out here. I got a situation where I really need your support. Well, sorry, Coach, you know what? I'd like to help you. I really would, but you know the situation.
So here we are. Hey, Dave, not only that, they paid the churches to shut down when we needed the churches the most. But see, look, be excited. Because why? God revealed it to us. He revealed the broken cisterns. We see it now, right? Every church that shut down, are you looking at me? Every church that shut down ought to be closed down. Every church that shut down should be closed down because they serve the government, friends. Republicans and Democrats.
Amen.
They ought to be closed down. We ought to go close them down. Well, no, because the FBI. Well, hey, friends, we'll say it again. Trump's God's man. I'm more MAGA than ever because Trump is bringing judgment and justice on America, which is exactly what we want to do. Oh, yeah. Donald Trump appointed 3 judges that overturned Roe versus Wade, and then the local American church couldn't even win that battle in Ohio with 50% of the vote. Pastors didn't even talk about it. WVU Kim, come on in. Got 9 minutes left here. This is a keeper. Go ahead, Kim.
I just wanted to share with you that Saturday morning I was at the Pittsburgh airport, and believe it or not, I ran face to face to Ben Carson and his wife, his handler, as they were, I guess their plane landed and they were unable to fly out. So I think they were taking some kind of a car rental or something and driving to wherever they needed to go. But that experience was like mind-boggling. There, when he was standing in front of me, there was nothing there. His wife was definitely handling him. I mean, she watched him the entire time and had her arm wrapped around his arm. And when their escort, when they finally started to move along, I mean, there was just nothing there. He walked like a robot. He was so frail. That was not the man that we saw speaking at the RNC.
Oh, man. See, friends, they try to shame you. And they try to shame me by calling us conspiracy theorists. Hang on. You ready? And racist. Bigot and homophobe, because they knew if they could hit you in your pride, you would shut up. Oh yeah. Hey, Vinny, they can call me a racist, Vinny. I couldn't give a damn about what color you are, Vinny. I couldn't care less. And Vinny, look, dude, I couldn't care less whether you were born a Jew or whether you were born a Gentile. I couldn't care less, Vinny. And you know what makes people mad? I say that. And they get mad because they've been programmed and don't even know it. Hey, folks, are you looking at me? I'm a new creature. Oh, yeah. Behold, all things became new. I happen to be white-skinned. But I'm Holy Spirit inside, baby. I'm Holy Spirit inside. And so are black people. Vinny is a Holy Spirit man inside. Homosexuals, huh? What? Oh, yeah. See, you're looking at outward appearances. Didn't Jesus say, don't look at outward appearances? Quit looking at skin color. Didn't Jesus say that? Quit looking at labels, Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist. Episcopalia, that outward appearances. Quit looking at that stuff. Look inward. And what do? We look at outward appearances. Oh, my goodness. Coach Dave spoke against Jews. What is wrong with you? You've been programmed. Are you ready? I know some good whites, and I know some bad ones. In fact, we had a big concert here this weekend. Some bad white folk hanging around up there. I'm telling you that. Some bad, bad white folk. So I know some good white folk, and I know some bad white folk. And I know some good blacks, and I know me some bad ones. And I know me some good Italians, and I know me some bad Italians. And I know me some good Jews, and I know me some bad Jews. What the hell is wrong with you? Why is somebody something simply because of their skin color or their ethnicity? Hey, are you ready? I'm married a WOP. Yeah, I married a WOP. Michelle's a WOP. Well, partially. She's part Polack. So her WOP mom and her Polack dad got married and produced that beautiful little thing that I love with my whole heart. You know why? Because she's a new creature, man. She's been created a new inside out, and I love that little woman inside that cute little body. I don't love her body. I love her. And why is it all of a sudden when we begin to talk politics, it's all about the body? What skin color you are, what religion you are, what denomination you are. Bible says we're one. We're all one. We're one in Christ. Why? Because it's a spirit, baby. It's a spirit. You guys are quiet this morning. I know why you're quiet, because I'm all over it, man. What do you say? Broken cisterns. Broken cisterns. The American church. Broken cisterns that will not hold water. And water represents the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And there are three. I can't name one church in Licking County where I live that you ever see out on the streets. Not one. Not a pastor. I won't see it. I will not see the church body of Christ standing up in unison against the wiles of the devil. You won't see it, friends. You won't see it. Why? Why? Broken cisterns. Appealing to the selfish wants and need, heaping up for themselves, teachers having itching ears. Got a bunch of ear scratchers. People always, I hear it a lot from people. Coach, you're just turning people off. I was like, well, good. Get the hell out of here. Get out of here. Can't take the truth. People leave because they say I'm anti-Semitic. What? What the hell's wrong with you? Anti-Semitic? I'm pro-truth. What did Jack Nicholson say? You can't handle the truth. Somebody rescue me here before I get myself in more trouble. Come on in.
Hey, Coach, baby. One more thing. Yeah, if John the Baptist had a podcast today, he'd have a hard time getting six people to follow him. I'm just telling you.
That's true.
And that's just, you know, that's human nature. I mean, obviously, it's hard. We get convicted, and that's what I ask people to watch you. They say, Dave, I can't take the conviction, right? So they turn it off. I'm the honest God, it's truth, you know.
Is that right? It's okay. They say
that? Huh? Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing, Coach, but believe me, I was there. That was me. So I realized that there's been a transformation in my life, and it's because of the Holy Spirit. And John, and people have to watch that John Rich interview with Tucker Carlson because it is very profound. Does John Rich say? And he's admittedly saying, hey, I was a prodigal. He tells people, hey, I was a prodigal. I walked away. I was doing my own thing here. But his dad was a preacher, and I didn't know that. But what does John Rich say in that program? And I know you're in the program here. He says he's dropping the truth. And he said, I'm not making many friends.
Not making many friends. And you know what's apparently obvious, Dave? Tucker didn't know the gospel, and Tucker was convicted. Hey, let justice roll down like a mighty river. Friends, quit worrying about saving your own skin. May Christ arise. May the Spirit of God arise in America, and let his enemies be scattered. Great things are happening. Right now, right where we are, a great revealing and unveiling. What a time to be alive.
Amen.
See you tomorrow.